morning, everyone.
It's Terrific Transformational Tuesday. It's January, isn't it? Thank you for tuning in to Oh My Angels here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to your angels. My name is Peggy, and I'm the host here. I would love to have you come join me in the chat room. And to get there, if you go over to 1-2radio.com, look on the top left-hand corner, you'll see the word chat. Just click on there, and you'll get invited to come on in. It is a private chat room. If you want any post any questions or comments or whatever, feel free. I do, after the second half of the show, I take callers, and I also answer any questions, try to get you some answers from your angels. So if you have a question or something that you want to talk about, feel free to post it in the comments, and I'll get to that the second half of the show, okay? So again, thank you so much for being here. For those of you who are listening for the first time, I also work at 1-2Listen. I'm there almost every single day. A couple of days, I might have something coming up where, you know, I can't be on there. But for the most part, in the afternoon and early evening, I'm on. So feel free to, you know, to reach me over there. And again, that's at 1-2Listen.com. Also, my angel scopes are posted on the 1-2Listen page. You can go there and scroll to the bottom for horoscopes, and you'll see mine on there. It's a monthly scope. So check it out. I'm going to start today's show off by telling you about some exciting, what I think is exciting news. I'm like a little kid, I'm jumping up and down. Next Tuesday, which is the 21st, I'm going to have Kat as a guest on my show. So Psychic Kat will be on my show next Tuesday, the 21st. We're going to be talking about her new class over at 1-2 Academy. It's called Awaken the Divine Within You, An Extraordinary Journey Beyond the Tarot. So you guys just don't want to miss that. She is just so fun to talk with. And you just never know when you get the two of us together, start talking. You never know what's going to come out. So, but we will talk about her class. So don't miss next Tuesday's show. Today's show is kind of it's a weird one. There was this meme that was posted that really resonated with me, and it stuck with me for 2 weeks now. I mentioned it, I think, last week or the week before, because it's just something that has stuck with me, and I've not been able to shake it. And, of course, whenever something like that stays with me, I know there's a message in there. And so I tuned into the angels and kind of had a discussion, so to speak. The meme was, and in quotes, it's, "Stop expecting you from others." I'll say it again. Stop expecting you from others. And again, like I said, it just really stuck in my craw, so to speak. I know that's an old saying, but it bothered me. That meme just really, really bothered me. And I tried to shake it off, you know, and I just couldn't, because it made me realize what I've been doing without even realizing it. And I've been judging other people based on them not either saying or doing or acting the way I would have done in the same situation. And that really made me feel awful, because I don't purposely judge anybody. And I didn't realize I was consciously doing that. And it took that meme to stick with me and not go away. You know, some things you can just kind of overlook, like, la, 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 I don't want to see that right now. I don't want to pay attention to it. But that the angels kept bringing it back around and back around to where it was like, what am I missing? And when I sat down and really thought about it, it made me realize that I've been judging other people. And I don't like that I've been doing that. So to all those out there that have been affected by my comments or my behavior or whatever, I am so, so sorry. Because I never meant for that. But I'll give you an example. Let's say that you reach out to a friend and you're just checking on them to see how they're doing. You know, or you reach out to them and you tell them that you're down in the dumps, or that you're not feeling well, or that, you're just really sad about a situation and you talk to him or whatever and you hang up the phone. Well, when a friend does that to me, the next day I'm checking in. I'm either texting, I'm calling, I'm whatever. I'm reaching out to let them know that I've had them on my mind and I've been thinking about them and I want them to know that I care. But that's who I am. But I've been flipping that around and getting irritated or hurt when someone doesn't treat me the same way that I've treated them. And that's wrong. That is so wrong on every level from my part. I mean, in my defense, when I give that out, I expect that back in return. You know, that's the way I was raised. Treat others as you would have them treat you, right? Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. So that's kind of my thought process. But how wrong of me to judge them for not treating me the way that I've treated them. Good, better, and different. You know what I'm saying? But it is something that we have to think about. You know? And I even got upset with my granddaughter over a situation only because she didn't follow through on what I thought she should have followed through on regarding me. And I was, you know, I wasn't feeling good anyway. And so it really hurt my feelings. And then again, you know, the angels brought this back up to me. Why am I judging her on the way that she reacted or didn't react just because it's not what I wanted or what I expected? And I'm telling you, when things like this hit you and you realize what you've said or you've done, you know, it can really take you back and make you think, oh, geez, what the heck? You know, what did I do? And why am I being this way? You know, part of it is yourself's fault for not following through with what your expectations are in a relationship. You know, communication is not overrated. You know what I'm saying? It's so important. You know, what I should have done over the years is made more clear to, I'll use Haley as an example, of, you know, when I'm down in the dumps or whatever, or if I tell you this, that, or the other, what I would really appreciate, what would mean the most to me is if you followed up with me the next day. You know, none of us are mind readers, but we expect people closest to us to be mind readers. Somebody's told me something that was very important to them or whatever, and I've talked with them at that point, and I just let it go. And then something would come up later in the week or the following week, and I was like, ugh, I should have said something. I didn't realize that they had, you know, felt so deeply about it or gotten even more upset or, you know, just a simple, hey, just checking in. Are you okay? You know, how's the situation with so-and-so? That does two things. That lets the person know that you're talking to, let them know that you care. And even more importantly, lets them know that you really pay attention, that you listen when they have something to say. You know, and for some people, they're just not made that way. But that doesn't mean that that's okay for you. You know what I'm saying? You have, it's that walking that fine line of letting others know what having a relationship with you is like. You know, maybe they feel like you're too needy. Maybe they feel like, you know, you don't share enough. Or maybe they feel like, you know, you're too dramatic or whatever. But you have to have that communication, that talk with them and say, hey, this is what's important to me. I mean, obviously, you don't have to go on and on and on about it, but just let them know that, you know, and you can say it even in a positive way. Hey, you know, when you called me the other night about such and such, that really touched my heart. That really made me feel good. Now, that will stay with them. You see what I'm saying? And then they know what kind of response they can expect from you when they do something like that. They know that that's appreciated. I think in today's world, we're just so quick to go to the next point, you know what I'm saying? Instead of, you know, resting for a minute and saying, hey, you know, how do I feel? You know, how does this make me feel? And how can I make somebody else feel better? You know, it's kindness, it's generosity, it's compassion. And in today's world, there's so much rushing and not enough listening, true listening, to where you really hear what the other person's saying. Okay, guys, sorry, we've got a little tech issue going on, so we're going to have to log off and come back on, so just sit tight. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. So if you guys are hearing anything weird or whatever, just let me know. I'll check in the chat room, try to keep an eye on that, and so will Serena. We'll try to get things ironed out here. You know, things happen, and it's a full moon. But as I was saying, you know, there's some people that are tired of the stuff about the fires in California, but it's so devastating, and it's so, I mean, people have lost everything that they've worked for, and the clothes off their back, they've lost their animals, they've lost, you know, some people have lost family members. It's crazy. It's devastating, and it's sad. And but again, and now there's scammers out there trying to scam people and trying to steal stuff from properties that have been burnt. So it's crazy times. So to sit there and you know, again, it's this whole thing about listening and showing compassion and judgment versus non-judgment, right? And the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But sometimes we have to communicate how we want to be treated. You can't just, you know, give up on a friendship or a relationship or whatever just because somebody didn't handle or talk to you or respond to you in a manner like you would. You know, not everybody is me, and that's probably a good thing, probably a really good thing that not everybody is me. But you know what I'm saying. We just have to, I think, be so truly open with the communication. And again, you don't have to say, well, you know, right off the bat, you just really hurt my feelings and blah, 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 blah. Again, take the time to, you know, in a general conversation and, you know, remind them, hey, you know, when you called to check on me, you know, that really touched my heart. That really made me feel good. You know, or geez, the other day, so-and-so called me and, you know, because they called me and checked on me, it really made me feel good. And that way you're letting them know somebody else called to follow up to see how you're doing and how you felt about it. That will stick with them. And then if it doesn't, then, you know, have a more serious conversation if that's what it takes. But a lot of times we've got a perceived idea in our head that, oh, well, they must not like me anymore. They must not want to be friends, or they must, you know, not care like they used to. Or, you know, your mind and ego can kind of take over and just go all over the place. And it's not a good thing. You know, I'm so appreciative of the angels keeping this meme right in my face for 2 weeks now for me to realize what I was doing, because I had no conscious idea that I was doing what I was doing. You know, it's so much easier to say, I can't believe they would do that. I can't believe they wouldn't act this way. I can't believe, you know, that they didn't even see how I was doing, whatever the circumstances, you know. It's so easy to judge and not even realize you're judging. I think that's the thing that kind of blew me away, too, is the fact that I had no clue that I was judging other people based on how I treat other people and them not treating me back the exact same way. We're all different. We all treat people in a different way. But if something really means a lot to you and makes you feel good or makes you feel bad, then you need to communicate that with the person that, you know, you've had the conversation with, or you haven't had the conversation with, that you wish you had. Does that make sense? But it's really time at that point to take a breath and say, okay, well, maybe they didn't call me back because they felt like I had it under control. And maybe, you know what, maybe they're going through some health issues too. Remember, maybe such and such was going on, or maybe they had a doctor's appointment, or, you know, maybe they have, you know, their kids are sick or their grandkids are sick, or school is really tough, or, you know, you need to take into consideration where that other person's coming from. Instead of just jumping to the conclusion, oh my God, you know, they don't, you know, they can't be bothered to check on me. They can't be, you know, whatever, all the stuff that your ego tells yourself, you know. But we have to breathe, take that pause and say, ooh, wait a second here. Before I say something that's mean and uncalled for, I need to think about what could possibly be going on in their life that they didn't have the time. Maybe they just said prayers for you, but they didn't come out to you and say, hey, look, I'm keeping you my prayers, or this has come up and, you know, I'll talk with you, you know, day after tomorrow or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Take that pause before you rush to judgment. And think about what's going on in their life. You know, maybe they're juggling multiple responsibilities and they prioritize their list differently. And maybe instead of you being at the top of the list to check on for the next day, maybe you're on top of the list for 2 days from now. You see what I'm saying? It's so easy to rush to judgment. And these are life lessons that, I mean, oh my God, how many times? When I look back over the years when I've rushed to judgment on somebody for not treating me or saying to me or you know, doing things the way I would have done them. It's so wrong. I mean, we're just so quick to say, ah, well, if you're going to be that way, right? Instead of taking, I think part of it's just, you know, getting older is the fact that I don't care for drama anymore. I really don't. I really don't want anything to do with it. I try really hard not to judge others. And to have this thrown in my face that that's what I've been doing, it just was very, it hurt to know that I've done that. You know, I can honestly say it wasn't conscious. I wasn't saying, well, I'm going to be this way because they did this. It was just, you know, I got butt hurt over stuff that was not important at the time. You know what I'm saying? Because the other people do care. They had things going on in their life. But I think sometimes we let ego step in. And you know what ego, E-G-O, stands for, and that's edging God out. So it took me the time to breathe or taking that pause to say, ooh, wait a second here. You know, when I'm observing this situation, when I'm really looking at this situation, did I rush to a judgment when I shouldn't have? Did I pause? Did I breathe? Did I say, oh, wait a second here. Let's just sit with this for a day or sit with this for 2 days and then see how we filled in. You know, the irony is the full moon yesterday. And I've always been super sensitive to full moons, the energy off of them. And they usually slam into me 2 days before up to and through 2 days after. And on Saturday, I fell, and I fell hard in the snow. And it scared me. It hurt. And it honestly brought fear into my body. And how did I deal with that? After I got up and got into the apartment and stuff, I sat and cried my eyes out. And again, you know, the full moon was in Cancer, which is water. So, of course, I sat and cried. I hadn't had a good cry in I don't know how long. But obviously, I needed it. And I laughed with a friend of mine because I used to say, okay, angels, I need to get grounded. And I'm telling you, I would fall just quick as anything, and it would hurt. But by God, I was grounded. I got back into my body. So now what I say when I feel that I need to be more connected is I just say, you know, please help me, you know, remain in my body. Help me to stay within my body. Because if I use the G word, then that's what happens is I fall. And that's exactly what happened on Saturday. Yes, I stepped off an area I never step off in. And I fell. You know, the bad thing about it was I fell on the side that, you know, I just had the hip replacement passed in June. So, you know, the fear is like, oh my God, did I do any damage? You know, how am I going to get up? Blah, blah, blah. But the bottom line was I just needed a good cry. So that's what happened. You know, so the angels were saying, okay, we've been trying to get you back to this point of taking that breath, taking that pause, you know, centering yourself, realizing that not everybody acts the way and reacts the way that you do. So stop putting this judgment on somebody that is totally unnecessary. And so I was, you know, it really truly was a wake-up call for me of how quickly we can go into that judgment without even realizing we're judging. But again, it gives you the opportunity the next time something comes up where you can have a heart-to-heart with that person and let them know that that's how you feel and how much it means to you when they do follow up. You see what I'm saying? But the other thing that I'm going to say before we go to break here is the other thing that I have to have for myself is more compassion. You know, I'm human. Things happen. We all have days of the month or days of the whatever where we get emotional for no reason. You're like, what the heck? For me, it's, you know, the full moon in Cancer. I needed a good cry. And I don't cry like I used to. I mean, when I was younger, I could cry at the drop of a hat with no problem, you know. When I get older, it's just like, you know, that's, I don't have to. I don't have to cry. You know, usually I'm like, my feelings don't get hurt, and I can just take that breath and look at the situation and go, okay, no big deal. You know, or say, isn't this interesting? And let it pass with time. And then can come to one of those aha moments to where you're like, oh, okay, that's why that happened. So I don't go into the drama or whatever. But I guess with the full moon in Cancer, I needed a release. And so falling and hurting and then, you know, getting my feelings hurt based on my own stuff instead of somebody else, you know, that's what happened. So I've had to show myself more compassion and say, you know what? You know, what a dingbat, you know, but I got through it, you know, and it's all good. So hopefully that will help you guys. I think I know that some of you guys have been through the same thing, and you just kind of go, why did I act that way? Why did I do that? But, you know, universe works in mysterious ways, that's for sure. Okay, you guys, we're going to take a couple of minute break, and when we come back, I'll jump in the chat room and see who's in there and answer any questions for you. So sit tight. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back, everyone. This is Peggy with All My Angels here on 12radio.com. You can call in or place your questions in the chat room, and we'll get you some answers from your angels. Let me jump into the chat room. Let's see here. Refresh it. This is right. End up blowing it out, so hold on. I'm like, Mark, it just irritates me. It's like, why can't it just stay where you were at? But just update. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Renee Andrews is in the house. Hey, Renee, she says good. She's in a meme with her coffee cup. Says, good morning. I so appreciate you being here. Suzanne Morrissey says, hi, Peggy. Happy to hear you live today. Well, thank you. It's good to be alive. Oh, she put in here, do unto others. It's helpful to remember when you get caught up in our lives. Self-compassion has been a challenging theme in my life as well, trying to stop judging myself for past decisions and behavior. I think no one can be as hard on us as it can be to ourselves at the time. Bingo, honey. I feel the exact same way. I've always been that way, though. I've always taken the blame and it's been hard to forgive myself. So I don't do that as much as I used to. I really let go of that. I've done real well with that. It's just this time, I guess, I just didn't realize I was doing it. And I was just almost devastated with myself and the fact that I had, you know, that I was placing this judgment on people that I really care about without even realizing I was doing so. And it just really, it cut me to the quick and made me really take a step back to say, wow, you know. I've had to embrace the fact that, yeah, this was what a great learning opportunity that meme was. Again, divine timing with the universe. Not to see it once, but to see it multiple times for it to, you know, and for me not to get it out of my head. The angels worked with that and said, hey, you know, you're not the only one. This is fine. You know, get over it, but recognize what you've done. So, yeah, I'm not beating myself up near as bad as I was, but yeah, it really struck me hard. So again, you know, thank God and the angels for giving me that meme and being able to look at it and to be able to share, you know, what I've gone through. So maybe for somebody else today to take that extra pause or that breath to say, ooh, wait a second here. Let's check and see where this has really come from. Is this coming from my heart or is this ego? What is this? So, and sometimes we just have a little good old fashioned, what I call pity party. But normally my pity parties don't involve other people. I feel sorry for myself, you know, maybe half hour most, and I'm over it, you know, but I don't let what other people do or say get to me. But for the past couple of weeks, I have. And so I'm glad that I got that meme, you know, to shake me out of it. So, but yes, I totally get it, Suzanne. Judith Tapp says, morning. Well, morning to you and welcome. Glad that you're here. Pamela Snow's in the house. She goes, good morning, Peggy. Happy to hear you today. Hello to the 1-2 crew, and thank you, Serena, for producing. Yes, Serena is new. She's doing a great job. We're glad to have her. Let's see here. Catherine Hickey says, hi, Peggy, Yogi and friends. And yes, Yogi's laying at my feet. We were playing ball during the commercial break, and he wanted to climb up on my lap, but I can't trust him anymore to get up on my lap. He's kind of old and set in his ways, and he doesn't think the laptop should be in front of me. He wants to sit on the laptop, so that doesn't work very well. So he doesn't get to sit up on me during the show anymore. Judith says, that's very profound. Thank you for sharing. She goes, I get the meme. Yes, it is. I mean, it was very powerful. I had to look at it a couple of times and then sat with it for 2 weeks before it finally hit me what I was doing. So, and Quelly's in the house. Thank you, honey, for showing up. She says, Grand Rising Peggy, Serena, and 1-2 family. Well, we're all glad to see you here. We appreciate you. Catherine Hickey says, powerful reminder, Peggy. Thank you. And then she posted a meme. It says, you'll end up really disappointed if you expect people to do the same for you as you do for them. Life gets easier when you accept that not everyone has the same heart as you. So that's so true. You know, and the thing about it is, for the most part, I have not had this issue. But for some reason, the past 2 weeks, that's been an issue that has just, for 2 weeks, little things that have happened or not happened or whatever, I've kind of, you know, got my widow feelings hurt. Instead of being an adult, I guess I just wanted to be a kid for 2 weeks and, you know, pout, I guess. But I'm over it. So, again, then old ego steps in, which is, you know, edging God out. So, kick the ego out for a while. Pamela says, I don't know if it's the full moon in Cancer, but I can't seem to be able to do anything right today. So far, I'm just laughing at myself. You know, girl, I did the same thing today. I work at a community center. I go in like at 4:45 in the morning at Central Time, and I get off at 9 o'clock. And so I get the early morning people. And I was, you know, my mouth was not working. I couldn't get the words out I wanted to say. And they were laughing with me. I'm just like, dude, I just can't get this together today. You know what I'm talking about. So they would help me with my words today. So we were. I mean, laughter is the best medicine, don't you think? I think it's wonderful. Catherine also says, as I'm trying to plot some travel, Peggy into my ear, can I check with the angels if returning stateside for a gathering in Oregon is doable in May? I heard right off the bat, yes. I'm hearing it's very doable. It doesn't feel like it's all going to come together, though, until it feels like the end of February, 1st of March. But yes, I'm hearing yes. I think that, you know, you'll get the tickets and stuff will be all, I don't know, I just feel like you're going to come up a real good deal. But again, it feels like that you're going to find that end of February, first part of March. So just keep looking there. But yeah, I think it's definitely doable. Let's see here. Let's see if I've missed anybody here. Feels like there's something else I was going to tell you guys, too, that was exciting. And now, I tell you, this full moon's kind of kicked my hiney. Why does this do that? I don't know if you guys do TikTok, but have you heard the latest that they're looks like the whoever's going to back up the law to force them out of the U.S. unless they have U.S.-based owners. So that's kind of interesting. I think for some people it really upsets them. I mean, I like TikTok and everything. I don't, you know, I think a lot of it's just, all this stuff is just, everything now seems just to be political instead of just saying, you know what's best for us. But again, there's all these conspiracy theorists and, you just never know. And I think for me right now, I'm so over the whole political stuff that's been going on. I mean, it's just, I'm over it. You know, I want what's best for our country, whatever that might be. I'm trying to stay open-minded about things. I just want to just get on with my life and be able to be in service to others and to help others. And, you know, I just keep it moving. Just keep being the great country that we've always been. And let's not go backwards on things. Let's move forward. Again, the golden rule, right? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That seems to really be the topic today instead of judgment versus non-judgment. It's the fact of the golden rule. Let's get back to a place and time to where we can, you know, be there for each other. You know, I always find it ironic when you look back on the tragedies we've had, you know, 9/11. The outpouring of love from our neighbors that we, you know, maybe lived next door to them for how many years and didn't even know them. When I grew up as a little girl, I mean, we could, you know, leave out the front door and be gone all afternoon or whatever. You didn't have to worry about being taken or gunfire or, you know, whatever going on. you know, and then 9/11 happens, and, you know, or before then, all the school shootings and all the other stuff to where everybody's afraid to talk to their neighbor, and COVID happened, and, you know, to where it kind of shut us all down to where we didn't know the neighbors. We didn't know the community. And then 9/11 happened. The outpouring of community was just friggin' amazing. I was so proud to be an American with 9/11. I mean, I truly was. I mean, I love the way that the country rallied. And now with these fires in California, watching the outpouring of love for that state and for the people there and for their, you know, for the animals. I mean, it's just people setting up shelters. You know, they've come down and they've rescued horses and dogs and cats and all sorts of animals and taken them to a safe haven and are going to take care of these animals until their, you know, humans can get to a place where they can find a place to live and B, have a way to be able to take care of them. And that's just amazing. You know, they started giving free food in a parking lot, and that free food parking lot turned into people donating water and clothes and essentials like soap and toothpaste and toothbrushes, and, you know, where it wasn't costing anybody anything to go down there and get, you know, just the necessities, you know, shampoo. It's just amazing. So if we can just keep remembering that out of every bad thing that happens or something that we judge to be bad, you know, good can come from it. You know, let's get back to our humanity and let's care for our neighbors, you know, and other states and communities. And it's just compassion and love and understanding. You know, we need to get back to that in my opinion, a daily basis. You know, if they could just start telling news and just have it the truth, let's not sensationalize everything. Let's just bear facts to the news, the straight news to the truth, and also be able to, you know, hey, guess what? What good thing happened today? You know, this someone donated all this food, all these clothes, all this. Look at the good that happened. You know, instead of always focusing on the negative. You know, there's got to be, we can do it. I mean, I just know that we can do it. Humanity is not lost. And I think that, you know, we all just need to find it in ourselves to say, you know what, we're not going to go with this, the fear and the name calling and all that stuff. We're going to get back to the basics of just being kind and compassionate, and we're going to spread love. You know, love can spread so much faster than hate. We just need to put it out there, right? Okay, you guys. Let me refresh it one more time. We may just end this show a little early today. Let's see. Finding myself kind of rambling. I don't mean to do that either. So let's just see here. And don't forget, next Tuesday, the cat's coming on the show. I'm so excited about this. She's funny and she's so smart. And I think it's going to be fun. I think we're going to have a blast. Okay, unless I think I'm seeing everything. I don't think I've missed anybody. So, again, thanks for being here. As always, take what resonates, throw away the rest of it. Definitely come back next Tuesday because I'm going to have Kat on here, and I'm so excited about her being here. Stay tuned after this show for Everyday Astrology with C.A. Brooks, who's just super amazing. And then after C.A. comes Empowerment with Kelly Whitstone, who also is amazing. Then after Kelly is the Katie Weaver Show. And then after Katie is the Christina LaFrance Show. So you're not going to be bored. There's lots to learn and to sit back and enjoy. So we'll get you some, go take a little restroom break, get you some coffee or whatever, and get ready for C.A. Brooks. Until next Tuesday, sending you all blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. Take care.